Hi, welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn a beginner-friendly mixing workflow in Ableton Live 12 for a clip-style call vocal. We'll cover routing and arranging the vocal, making transients pop, adding dusty midrange character, and setting up a simple vocoder parallel so you can blend a processed texture with the dry voice. Everything uses Ableton Live 12 stock devices and is tailored for drum and bass arrangements. What you'll build: a routed clips call vox track organized into a vocal bus, a clean, tempo warped arrangement of vocal clips placed for intro and drops, a mixing chain that delivers crisp transients and dusty mids, a simple vocoder parallel chain using the vocal as modulator and wave-eatable as carrier, a parallel comp slash drum bus setup you can automate in your arrangement. Before you start, save a backup of your project. Set your live tempo to your drum and bass BPM, typically 160 to 174. Import the clips call vocal sample into a new audio track and let's begin. Section A, prep and routing 1. Create the vocal track. Drag the call vocal into a new audio track and rename it clips call vox. Enable warp. Set warp mode to complex pro if available, or complex. Align transients to the grid if the timing needs tightening. 2. Grouping and bus. If you have doubles or ad libs, select them and press command or control plus G to make a vocal bus. Create 2 return tracks. Name one parallel comp and the other vocoder FX if you want the vocoder on a send. Put a heavy compressor on parallel comp for now, but leave send levels at 0 until later. Section B, basic cleaning 3. Low cut and level. On clips call vox. Insert utility if you like, then EQ 8 first. High pass at about 100 to 150 Hz, 120 Hz is a solid starting point for call vocals. Use clip gain or utility gain to bring peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS. 4. Light dessing. If sibilance appears, tame it lightly. Use EQ 8 to solo a narrow band between 2 and 8 kHz and attenuate, or use multiband dynamics or compressor key to that band. Keep it gentle. You want clarity, not dullness. Section C, making transients crisp 5. Add transient snap. Insert drum bus after EQ 8. Turn the transient knob up a little, plus 3 to plus 6, to accent it attack, and tweak damp if things get harsh. Then place a glue compressor on the bus, ratio around 2 to 3 to 1. Attack between 1 and 5 milliseconds, release on auto and set threshold so you see 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This levels peaks and helps hit the vocal with the drums. 6. Parallel compression for presence. On the parallel comp return, use a compressor with a high ratio, 6 to 10 to 1. Very fast attack, release in the 50 to 150 millisecond range, and drive it for heavy reduction of 6 to 12 dB. Bring the send from the vocal in around 15 to 35%. Blend this under the dry vocal so attack stays crisp but the body becomes fuller. 7. Presence EQ. After the glue compressor, add an EQ 8 with a gentle bell boost around 3.5 to 6 kHz, plus 1.5 to 3 dB with a Q of about 1. Add a small high shelf near 10 to 12 kHz if you need shimmer. Section D, creating dusty mids 8, focused mid coloration. Add saturator after EQ or on a parallel send. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive modestly, 1.5 to 4 dB. For subtle grit. Then in EQ 8 add a gentle bell between 250 and 600 Hz, Q around 0.7 to 1.2, gain 1.5 to 3 dB to emphasize that dusty mid character. Keep it subtle so the vocal doesn't become boxy. 9. Second stage texture. Optional. Use redux or grain delay very lightly, dry slash wet 5 to 10%, or duplicate the vocal and apply low bit redux and a low pass to the duplicate. Then blend low under the main vocal for vintage dust. Section E, vocoder parallel chain 10. Set up the modulator. The vocal is your modulator. Duplicate clips call vox. If you want a separate modulator track and name it vox modulator. Mute or route carefully so you don't accidentally double the dry sound. 11. Create the carrier. Make a new MIDI track and load wave-eatable. Use a single saw or square, 1 to 2 voices. Low pass the filter around 3 to 6 kHz so the carrier provides mid and high content for intelligibility. Set amp envelope with zero attack, decay 100 to 250 ms, sustain high, release 50 to 150 ms. Name this track Vox Carrier Wave-eatable. 12. Configure the vocoder. Two approaches work. Put vocoder on the vocal and set carrier to external, choosing your wave-eatable track, or put vocoder on the carrier and pick the vocal as modulator. Beginners often find vocoder on the vocal easier to manage. Use 24 to 32 bands for clearer consonants, attack 0 to 10 ms, release 80 to 150 ms, and start dry/wet around 25 to 40% so it sits as a texture, not a replacement. 13. Shape intelligibility. EQ the modulator before the vocoder. Remove lows below about 120 Hz and ensure mid-range presence. On the carrier, roll off the lows under 150 Hz. If consonants get muddy, increase vocoder bands, and add a small post-vocoder boost around 3 to 6 kHz. 14. Blend in context. Route the vocoded output to the vocal bus or the vocoder FX return, so you can treat it separately. Automate dry/wet or send level across the arrangement. More vocoder in breakdowns, less during the main lyric, and keep the vocoder as texture under the dry vocal. Section F. Final bus polish. 15. Bus compression and limiting. On the vocal bus, add glue compressor at a 2 to 1 ratio, attack 1 to 10 ms, release on auto, and about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Add a touch of saturator if you want, and finish with a limiter set to catch peaks only, around minus 0.3 dB if necessary. Section G. Arrangement. Tip 16. Place the clip's call vocal where it serves the track, intro hooks, pre-drop callouts, and one-shot accents on downbeats. Leave room in the low end when the vocal plays. Automate bass cuts or duck the bass with sidechain compression key to the vocal. Use short reverb on the main vocal and a longer, darker reverb on the vocoder send for atmosphere. Keep pre-delay short, between 10 and 30 milliseconds, to preserve transient clarity. Common mistakes to avoid: oversaturating. Too much drive muddies the vocal. Excess low end. Skip the high pass and you'll mask the bass. Vocoder too loud. A full 100% vocoder replaces intelligibility. Keep it parallel and low. Stacking too many boosts. Additive boosts across devices create boxiness. Skipping pre-vocoder cleaning. Noisy low frequencies will make the vocoder muddy. Not grouping tracks. Processing layers outside a bus makes global control harder. Pro tips: use short reverb pre-delay to preserve attack. Automate the vocoder dry/wet through sections for dynamics. For extra dust, duplicate the vocal. Apply redux lightly and low pass it, and blend under the main vocal at 5 to 12%. Try mid/side EQ on the vocal bus. Make mids dustier while keeping the sides bright. Save your vocal bus chain as a rack preset. If consonants disappear, increase vocoder bands and add a narrow boost around 3 to 5 kHz on the dry vocal. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. Import a 3 to 6 second clip's call vocal. Warp it to a 170 BPM project. Route it into a vocal group and duplicate the track. On the main vocal, HBF 120 Hz, boost plus 2 dB at 4 kHz, drum bus transient plus 3, light glue compressor. Create a wave eatable carrier, single saw, low pass at 5 kHz, amp attack 0 ms. Put vocoder on the vocal. Set carrier to external and choose the wave-eatable, ANS 24, dry/wet 30%. Add saturator on the bus with about plus 2 dB drive. Export a 20 to 30 second loop and compare a/B, with and without vocoder, and without parallel comp. Notice how transients and dusty mids change. Recap: you've learned to warp and group the clip's call vocal, clean it with HBF and gain staging, add snap with drum bus and glue compressor, bring body with parallel compression, add dusty mids with saturator and focused EQ, and build a vocoder parallel chain using the vocal as modulator and wave-eatable as carrier. Use the practice exercise and pro tips to refine this sound in your drum and bass mixes. Final workflow reminders: start with a vocal template, clips call vox, vocal bus, parallel comp and vocoder FX returns, and a wave-eatable carrier track. Gain stage early. Aim for clip peaks around minus 6 dB FS. Save snapshots before big routing changes so you can a/B quickly. When the vocoder and wave-eatable get heavy on CPU, freeze or resample the vocoder to audio and keep originals tucked away. That's it. Follow the steps, make one change at a time, save often, and listen critically. Good luck, and enjoy shaping those crisp transients and dusty mids.